Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, top 10 grudge matches of 2024. What a schedule the Texans are going to have. What a lot of anticipation. I anticipate at least 4 primetime games with the Texans, not just because of the excitement here, but because of the opponents. The star power is high. The praise is high. CJ Stroud, the next big thing. There's actually like layers to this with CJ when it comes to his peers, the ones he's chasing, and now he's the one that is being chased. Landry Locker presents right now the top 10 grudge matches for the Texans in 2024, starting with number 10. The team that ended your season last year. The team that actually started your season off with a loss as well. The Baltimore Ravens. Reigning MVP Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. A really, really good team. An exciting team. Maybe there's a little bit of taking them for granted just because they've been good for a while. And despite their success last year, they didn't really take the next step. You would think that in a normal year, they would be higher up on this list. But they sit at number 10, and quite frankly, they almost didn't even make the list. Grudge match number 10, Texans versus Ravens. And this kind of speaks to just how many good matchups there are, but it just really doesn't. It doesn't move. It's a cool game. We'll be able to get hyped for it when it starts. But I think there's a lot better options when it comes to buzz.
It sounds like you were about to say it doesn't move the needle. And that's where I was with this. It should move the needle. It should be a big.
I think it depends when. Like if it's later in the season and both of these teams are good, then think it will be. But at the beginning of the season, I don't think
it doesn't really like wow you as an early season type game. And it should, but I just can't figure out why.
Number 9, these guys got history. An honorable mention is Stephon Diggs versus Jair Alexander. There's been a lot of trash talk between those two. Texans take on the Packers this year, so they're going to match up again. But number 9 is guys who've gone at it twice per season, the last two seasons. They got a lot of highlight moments. You have a suplex. You have a burn. And then you have Stephon Diggs' nephew, Aiden, the son of Trevon Diggs, who we'll hear from a little later on in this exercise, calling out Sauce Gardner at the Pro Bowl. Matchup number 9, Sauce Gardner versus Stephon Diggs. Here was Aiden confronting Sauce Gardner at the Pro Bowl.
Good, man. How you doing, man?
I see you. Ooh.
Who your uncle? Who your uncle? You want to talk trash about?
And look what happened.
Oh. What?
He scored on you that week 1 game.
I don't remember that, but hey, if you say he did, hey.
This man done win the week 1, man.
Hey,
win the week 1,
so. Your uncle good at football, man.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, no, this is the thing. He gonna dap me up first and then say that though. So do you mess with me or you don't mess with me?
I mess with you
You don't? So it's a little bit of both? Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Love it. And they've gone at each other. It's also, it's been pretty fierce, as you know. You mentioned with the suplex in that one game. But I also think Sauce has, and he's kind of alluded to this, a little bit of respect for Diggs and vice versa.
Yeah, they have admiration. But it is going to be interesting to see, you know, these individual matchups that Stephon Diggs has. And the reputation, whether it's fair or not, a lot of times a diva wide receiver where you see them kind of perhaps lose their cool, and you have the emotional outburst is when they're not getting the most of those intense individual man-to-man matchups. And Diggs is going to have one against Alexander. He's going to have one against Sauce Gardner. He'll also have one against someone he knows very, very well that we'll hear a little bit later. But that's grudge match number two, Stephon Diggs versus Sauce Gardner, a tradition like no other. Grudge match number eight, CJ versus the Pups. We know that C.J. Stroud, like last year when we watched C.J. Stroud play, and especially once we started thinking that C.J. Stroud was creeping up on that top tier of quarterbacks, whether it was Joe Burrow, whether it was Lamar Jackson, whoever it was, whenever C.J. Stroud was facing a quarterback, you kind of put it on a pedestal a little bit because he was trying to get there. It's just one season, but it was a historic one. And C.J. Stroud does kind of have that feel, that vibe of a guy who the younger guys tend to look up to, the younger guys point to. He talked about texting some of these guys, whether it was Jaden Daniels or Drake May, throughout the process. So C.J. versus the Pups, and I'm going to leave out a pup.
Yeah, he's coming later.
So you will probably hear about this guy a little bit later. Might not think this was as much of a grudge match as it is, but I can promise you, if you know C.J., it is. But grudge match number eight, C.J. versus the Pups. I'm talking about Drake May and the Pats and Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Yeah, I feel like the other one is very, very big as well, and we'll get to that. But on this one, CJ's already reached a level, like he's done everything ahead of schedule. He's reached that level of a quarterback that has a certain aura, even ahead of schedule. Like the way he was featured and talked about these quarterbacks on draft night, the way the regard with which they hold him, you know, the high regard with which they hold him, he's already respected by these other guys. So that's going to be their little litmus test against him.
So Texans versus Ravens, Diggs versus Sauce, CJ versus the Pups, Drake and Caleb. Grudge match number seven. Going to go to the coaches. DeMeco Ryans and Bobby Slowick. Once upon a time, they were in San Francisco. They were in the same building with a guy who spent more time with Kyle Shanahan than anyone during his coaching career, by the name of Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel, now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Last year, they had the joint practices. This year, they're going to square off on the field. Bobby Slowick and DeMeco Ryans versus Mike McDaniel. Grudge match number seven. Got a chance to catch up with Mike McDaniel last year. He had some good things to say about Bobby Slowick, and then he played a little F, Mary, Kill involving Bobby DeMeco and the guy at the top of the pipeline, Gary Kubiak.
I got to red pen his run drawings, which he probably loves me for. And by love, he does not like that at all. They were always late night and in red and aggressive with exclamation points. But he's a true coach, a true student of the game. I think it's incredibly advantageous that he spent time working on the opposite side of the ball. That really helps shape your mind and how to be an offensive coordinator. And I'm excited to see what SPF he's wearing out in this Houston sun. Yeah, we got to be 75 plus.
Yeah, you can't say F, Mary, Kill anymore, but hang out with Ghost and go on vacation. DeMeco, Kubiak, and Slowick.
I'm ghosting Slowick because he would get over it the quickest. What were the two other options?
Vacation with and just a one-night hangout. DeMeco and Kubiak.
Two elite guys to hang out with. You know, pick your poison on either one. because I think there's merit to both. I'd probably just have them both to dinner and then vacation with them both and not answer your question concretely.
Not a bad choice. So Mike McDaniel, you know you're going to get a lot of questions with him about Bobby D'Amico. Always good to hear. I'm fascinated by the pipeline.
Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator, too.
Yeah, so there you go.
And this
is a connection.
This is a fun grudge match. There's some grudge matches that are maybe a little better. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I like the way that McDaniel makes fun of Bobby and his pale skin. Grudge match number 6. This one could be higher up on the list. These two teams played in primetime with everything on the line. The loser wasn't going to make the playoffs. The winner automatically got into the playoffs. Texans versus Colts. Shane Steichen versus D'Amico Ryans. A team that's kind of getting slept on in Indianapolis when it comes to the division. And the Texans. History between the Texans and Colts. Really, the Colts have pretty much dominated. But there is a new era. There's an exciting era featuring two of the best young coaches in the league, and you also have that moment where I'm sure Colts fans feel like they should have won the game. Texans fans happy that they did win the game. Grudge match number 6, a team matchup, Texans versus Indianapolis Colts.
Maybe not the most bitter rivalry anymore in the division, but certainly the longest with the biggest history of moments like that. And that one is definitely going to be replayed.
Grudge match number 5, Stephon Diggs. One of the best receivers in the NFL the last few years for the Buffalo Bills. Didn't end well. A lot of drama. Big drop, by the way, in their loss to Kansas City. Drama to start off the season last year between he and Josh Allen. Seems like those reports have kind of surfaced. They trade him to the Houston Texans. Buffalo has spoken highly of him. We've yet to really hear Stephon Diggs be asked / pressed about Buffalo. I anticipate there could be some bulletin board material leading up to this one. I don't know that Stephon Diggs can really help himself, and I'm here for it. Grudge match number 5, and this is ahead of a division matchup. Do with that what you will. 713-572-4610 if you disagree. Stephon Diggs faces his former team, the Buffalo Bills, in grudge match number 5 of the 2024 season.
Yeah, I remember when I said some of these grudge matches, like the Bobby and McDaniel one, are fun. This one is not going to be fun. This is going to be, I think you will have some bitter bulletin board material, and it's not going to be a fun one.
Number 4, Hannah McNair added some fuel to this fire. We saw the Texans beat the Tennessee Titans twice last year. Hannah McNair looked to Figgy Fig, talked about the sweep. She was right here in this studio to my right. She added the fuel to the fire. The Texans versus the old Oilers grudge match of 2024, Numero Cuatro.
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You you got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who exactly started it? Wearing it against us, and then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA mm-hmm. was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but mm-hmm. also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay,
yeah. Exactly.
So, she went.
I mean, who's salty here?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I kind of like that. Is that going to be something that maybe we get a little bit of healthy rivalry where you know
rivalry is good here. For the league.
It's here, right?
Yeah, it's good. For it's
and are the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves right now. Is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Hannah. They are. They are the top rival in the division. No question.
Yeah, and there's connection.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be
connection.
Wild.
You think it's going to be tough?
Tough and wild.
You don't think it's lightweight right there, Tennessee?
What do you mean? I meant tough like bitter. Like tough like they're going to go at each other.
I am worried about the interior of that D-line. I know Tavondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons. If Sweat is what they hope he's, it might be tough matchup for the interior of that O-line. Keeping a close eye on that. Now, they do have Will Levis, though, which is great. Gosh, Allen doesn't scare
but
me.
You know about division games. You got to throw the records out the window.
Throw the records. God. Throw the stats out the window.
Hit the bell on yourself, yeah, you effing weasel.
Throw the stats out, Figgy.
Goodness
throw the stats
gracious.
Out.
Look at this effing guy.
Matchup number three, grudge match number three in 2024. Now, it's kind of wild. You have Patrick Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson, you have Jordan Love, you have Caleb Williams, you have Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, you have Dak Prescott, you have all these quarterback matchups and all these stars, and none of them make the top three when it comes to quarterback matchups and the top grudge matches of 2024, because grudge matchup number three is J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings versus C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. And if you've ever seen C.J. Stroud, you ever hear C.J. Stroud, you ever observe C.J. Stroud, you know he's a competitor. No rivalry in sports, or very few, are as competitive as Michigan versus Ohio State. It is absolute hate. It is absolute distaste. They won't even mention the other school's name.
That school up north.
C.J. Stroud, in the final Ohio State-Michigan matchup, he lost to J.J. McCarthy. And I got to think, as someone who still bleeds that Buckeye red, that's got to stick with him a little bit. And I got to think, when he sees J.J. McCarthy on the opposing sidelines, that's got to make him feel some type of way. So, grudge match number three, C.J. Stroud versus, assuming that he's starting, Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
Make no mistake about it, this is one that C.J. Stroud has already circled that they're playing him, and will circle when the schedule comes out. Not only did he not beat J.J. McCarthy, it was in the horseshoe, and he threw two interceptions. And so,
why you gotta bring that up, man?
I figure you remember that game, don't you?
Yeah.
Make no mistake, this is one that C.J. Stroud is already thinking about.
Matchup number two. Cows versus Texans. Diggs versus Diggs. This was a little back and forth, and this will lead us to matchup number one. This one's a combo plate. Matchup number two is Cows versus Texans. Matchup number one, C.J. Stroud versus Micah Parsons. There is a lot here. Oh, by the way, Stephon Diggs taking on his previously mentioned brother, Trevon Diggs, in this as well. Here's C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons going back and forth about this one.
You say is the best team in Texas.
Create some beef. I like that. You know what it is? I mean, I feel like Micah knows who it is.
Steph knows who it is.
But no, like, everything got to get figured out on the field. You know, like,
I ain't even see no chemistry. And I ain't even get a snap. We the best team. What the hell? You feel me?
We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. Like, everything in life, man, like, is a time and place. You're going to see what it's about.
And you know what it is? You know what it is?
What is it?
You know, he faced some pretty good guys. But he ain't never seen a killer, though. You sit on a couch with one.
All right, there you go. Then you have this element. Is it going to be on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
This is Stephon Diggs talking about the possibility of this being on Turkey Day.
You ain't never see a killer in his eyes and, you know, guy throw that ball downfield like that. He you know
what?
He just be talking. Dog, he just be talking.
Hey, I can tell you right now, you know, we've had this ongoing conversation, especially since my brother been in Texas. It's been a conversation at least bi-weekly about I see you soon. So hopefully it's on Thanksgiving. I'm saying, so we can figure out who eating turkey and who not.
Steph, one of us gonna be eating turkey. Hey, the other one. Hey, you ever
watch Norbit? Like Norbit, one of my favorite movies.
Sure,
I'm gonna eat the leg. He gonna be eating turkey ass. I'm gonna send him a piece to his locker room. I'm gonna send him that turkey butt over to the locker room to let him know how I feel about him. That's crazy. That's
all right, there you go. So there's a lot of elements there. So number 10, Texans versus Ravens. Number 9, Diggs versus Sauce Gardner. Number 8, CJ versus the Pups, Drake and Caleb. Number 7, D'Amico and Bobby versus McDaniel. Number 6, Texans Colts. Number 5, Diggs versus Bills. Number 4, Titans Texans. Number 3, Stroud versus J.J. McCarthy. And the number 2, Cows versus Texans. Number 1, Stroud versus Parsons. If I missed anything, let me know. 713-572-4610 or on the YouTube and the Twitch. There's just a lot of possibilities when it comes to what the Texans, how the schedule is going to line up.
Well, that's really what I was going to say. What all this points to is this is going to be one of the most, not only most anticipated seasons because of how they played last year and what happened last year, but because of who they're playing.
I didn't even put the Chiefs on the list.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is going to be a highly anticipated and hopefully highly entertaining schedule for the Texans. Maybe one of the, if not the most entertaining, at least to start the season, that they've ever had.
Yeah, didn't even throw the Chiefs on the list. How about that? I mean, that kind of speaks to just how ridiculous and how stacked this schedule is. I am very, very much anticipating the schedule release. NFL still has not decided when they're going to release the schedule. So it could be Thursday, it could be next week. It's we're really just all on the NFL's clock when it comes to that. But the quarterback matchups definitely going to get hyped, and make no mistake about it, Texans kind of walked into a primetime game last year against Indianapolis. There's going to be a few of those.
They're going to have a lot of them
in every layer. If you missed the full list, go to the Odyssey app, check that out here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, the internet goes nuts. There was some outrage in the NBA. A lot of media types upset, a lot of fans upset. An NBA player, familiar face around here, finds his way in the middle of controversy. What do we make of that? We'll talk about that, as well as the University of the City sticking the middle finger up to the stanky one next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Normally we do this at 120, but it's slime day. Slime off at 120. So the internet going nuts. Let's start with a little 610 shoutouts on ESPN on the Pat McAfee show. This was Nick Caserio shouting out our buddies Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne during his national hit yesterday.
There's just something about when you hear The Undertaker, yep. Like when you just hear the sound, like literally, and it's funny. So not too many GMs have a walk-up music, I guess, but when I go on a local 610 program with Pendergast and Payne, they play the PX. So we've played that introduction, the D-Generation X theme song. So they changed it yesterday, The Undertaker. I'm not really sure why, but that was the intro yesterday. But
there you go. So he's not sure why. I thought he requested it.
Well, I thought so too, and then I thought, okay, maybe I just misheard that, but I thought that's what Sean said that he requested. Either way, he's legit. He is legit. I kind of questioned it a little bit, like just how much. I know he's a fan, but he loves it, and that was pretty cool. I know Sean and Seth love that too.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. They deserve it.
Yeah. I got the internet going nuts.
Boy, Patrick Beverly's got the internet going nuts. That is for dang sure. This dude is just, I mean, it's not a surprise. We know what he is, but he threw a basketball for some unknown reason into the stand, like rocketed it, hit a woman in the side of the head or face. It's hard to tell. Some other dude just kind of tossed it back, threw it back at him again. This is a bad one. As Charles Barkley said, you start doing stuff like that, I know there's going to be fines and all that, but this might be one where next season he's going to be suspended for a little bit.
Tonight appears, we don't know the circumstances, but it certainly appears he crossed the line.
Oh, he hit that lady in the head.
Throws a ball in the stands.
Hit that,
and then
he hit
the
that
ball
lady
back, and he fires it back.
Oh, he gone. He gonna get suspended.
Yeah.
Man, he hit that lady in the head.
That'll be next.
Obviously, he was trying to hit that guy. It don't matter who he was trying to hit.
Yeah.
You can't hit no lady ever. And then
you can't throw a ball at a fan in the
I understand
general.
That, jeez. But you're like, listen, I've done stupid stuff, and I got criticized. That's just wrong. He gonna get suspended for that, and that's gonna be a good one too, because he didn't do it once; he did it twice.
Yeah, no doubt. Don't expect that from a 35-year-old, 12-year veteran.
I don't expect that from an 18-year-old. That's just stupid.
You expect it from Beverly. I mean, of all people who you might expect it from, you would expect it from him.
And then the real controversy, and apparently he's called and apologized for this. This kind of created some outrage from a lot of media types, like from all over. There was a woman, just to kind of set the scene, because if you're hearing the audio, you might not have a clear picture. There was a woman who was posted up. She had her her microphone out just to get some audio from Patrick Beverly. You're going to hear him ask if she subscribes to the podcast. And then over the course of the interview, he's going to be pushing her mic away and kind of telling her to get away. Here was what that sounded like. And this is what created the real controversy with Pat Bev.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Before I
finish. You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not.
So you can't interview me then. Okay. No disrespect. Well,
Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump, or maybe. Was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over, kind of like you have in the past?
You move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there you go. This created a lot. What was your thoughts on this?
To be honest, I didn't think this was that big of a deal. She's doing what we see in locker rooms, clubhouses, everywhere. Hey, can you go get some audio? They just kind of hold a microphone there. He was just being an a-hole. I mean, but he is an a-hole.
I mean, he's really just kind of pushing his podcast, if we're being honest. And it probably worked, honestly. It's probably a pretty effective move by him, to be honest, unless there's like a hefty fine that the NBA decides to lay on him, because at this point his numbers are going to be huge. He gets paid off of numbers. It's a Barstool podcast. So, I mean, really, this might have been a smart business decision.
I really don't mind what he did. I think it's stupid.
It's weird.
And he's an a-hole.
But he's him.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just, to me, he's just being an a-hole. But he is an a-hole. I mean, so you know, a-hole's going to a-hole. And then that's what he is. But so that one didn't necessarily bother me so much. I think just stacked on top of what he previously did, what they were talking about. That one was bad, dude. I mean, that one was bad. Just rocketed that ball into the, I think, the third row, whatever it was.
I just think it's the culture that the NBA has created. It's really kind of a representation of the league. Like, it's the off-court BS, whether it's LeBron saying it's just basketball, like the face of your league saying it's just basketball in the middle of a playoff series, or Patrick Beverly doing it. Some people probably didn't even know he played for the Bucks. No. Like, to be honest with you, it's really just what the league has become. It's a very, 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 very bad product. And this is the type of stuff you're talking about. in the middle of a playoff
this
series.
This is the only stuff you
two
talk
teams
about.
Went fishing yesterday, and you're not even bringing it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to the NBA, these are the only kinds of things you talk about with them anymore, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
I was on the record that I'm not a huge. I wasn't a huge. I was a fan, but not a huge Keon Coleman fan going into the draft. But man, he's going to be fun if he's any good at all. Because he has had some good moments already, and the latest one was his interview with the Bills when they were asking him about some of the things that he does.
What do you do outside of football?
Chill at the house, golf, bowl a little bit.
You golf?
I ain't no golf. I'm Tiger Wish he could. I'm not Tiger Woods. No. I wish I could put it and do all that. Them boys out there shooting 5 under. I ain't doing all that. I'm like, TV 5 hit just to put it in. But I'm going to go have fun. Like, you know, it's controlled chaos. You know, you frustrated, but you can't get mad. Pull a muscle in your back trying to hit the ball. So it forces me to stay calm and just swing.
Tiger wishes he could. Wish he could. Not Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I feel bad that he has to be in Buffalo. That sucks for him.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got the internet going nuts.
So the Cougs are saying F you to Amy Adams Stank in the NFL. The University of Houston has informed the NFL that it will proceed with plans to add alternate blue uniforms, Oilers colors. This comes 6 months after the NFL's merchandising and licensing division sent a cease and desist letter to U of H threatening legal action if the school did not halt what was described as U of H's blatant copying of the Houston Oilers themed uniforms. This was the response from the athletic department. Quote, "We literally have a story. We can show the city uses it. This isn't a reach. This is a layup. We've got a very defensible position. U of H wore the blue uniforms last season. In their opener against UTSA, school officials weighed legal options and changed course with a letter sent in mid-April. However, now they say they're doing it. They've reviewed everything, and they feel that they have a case."
I think they do. I think the NFL probably not even going to come at them unless Amy Adams Strunk decides
they don't want to fight
to do
the
something.
Cougs.
It's a bad look, first of all. And don't think for a second that U of H didn't really look at this from a legal perspective, you know, from a legal angle, because as we all know, that those colors have been in Houston since the 1800s, you know, since well before Bud Adams and the Oilers and everything else. I first of all, I don't think the NFL is going to come at them. Secondly, I think they're going to have a great case.
I got the internet going nuts.
A little bit going nuts here in the last 20 minutes or so. Odell Beckham Jr., going to be going to the Miami Dolphins. Boy, he's just carving out a little bit of a kind of a mercenary career here at the end of his career, and he seems to be landing in another good spot here.
Well, Ian Rapoport said Miami's receiving core gets faster. What is that based on? They got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I don't think he's a fast guy. Maybe they had a big name. They had some star power.
I don't know if he's faster.
I don't think he's fast anymore.
But it's a good spot for him.
Kind of cooked.
Yeah.
By the way, that relationship with Kim Kardashian, you want to talk about the internet going nuts. That had no buzz last year. Absolutely no buzz.
Maybe 10 years ago it would have.
Yeah.
I don't even, man, that they have completely fallen off. I mean, that was the most meh.
Nobody cared, man.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
So with the Ryan Garcia PED scandal, Conor McGregor has weighed in. Conor McGregor, you could see him before Garcia's fight, telling him how much he appreciated him and all that. And then yesterday, Conor McGregor went to Insta, and he said the following. Cheated the weight and was juiced. Lifetime ban. Sad to see. Sad to say. Sad and a bit sick. Don't come near me if I ever see you, Ryan Garcia. I'm actually disgusted. This reminds me of Sean O'Malley. He did the same thing as well. I don't like this. I'll bust you up. Do you want to spar? Blah, 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 blah. Let's just be serious. There's only one person that can match Conor McGregor when it comes to promotion, when it comes to the fight game right now, when it comes to buzz, and when it comes to moolah. Conor McGregor right now, he put off fighting UFC because he wanted to record movies and all that, and now they're trying to get him back in the octagon. I don't even know if that makes sense from a paper standpoint. This does. So you're not fooling me, Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
McGregor Garcia boxing match. As much as it's telegraphed, I will watch.
It's money, man. It's big,
will watch.
Big, big money.
Coming up, J.J. Watts. Could he return to the NFL? Nick Caserio was asked about that yesterday during his national visit. Plus the Astros. Do they actually have a pulse? Hits are lit next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Do they have a pulse or don't they? That is the question. And will he return or won't he? That's the other question. The hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
J.J. Watt back in the NFL.
Come on, man.
Some might roll their eyes. Some might think it's inevitable. Pat McAfee had Nick Caserio on the show yesterday, and he brought this up to the Texans general manager, the very popular Texans general manager. Here was Nick Caserio's back and forth with one of the faces of ESPN about J.J. returning.
Yeah, I think J.J.'s focused on softball. No, I have a lot of respect and appreciation for J.J. I mean, certainly respectful of J.J., his career, what he's done for the organization, what he's done for the city of Houston. I'm not going to speak for him about what he wants to do relative to playing football. I'll let him disclose that on your show. But
pretty much already.
Hey, what's everybody who's talking like around this?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's weird.
Everybody. It's D'Amico?
It's May. It's very early. It's May. The season doesn't start until September. Between him and Brady, like, we'll see who jumps back in first.
God, I hate that so much.
I'm not just dismissing it.
You can't. I mean, the way he mentioned it, you can't totally dismiss it.
It's just a natural fit right now in Houston. I mean, they have a roster. They have limited requests for what JJ would have to do. Unfinished business. The way that it ended. The body is, I mean, it's right there where it needs to be.
It's got to feel better. He's got to feel better.
As far as the body type and stuff, I heard Seth talking about this, and he's like one of my body language lords, because he's a body type lords, I should say, because he talks about it. It's not like you're going to ask him to be out there for three downs or anything like that. I'm sure there would be like specialties. I'm not completely dismissing it. Would I bet on it? Nah. But could I see J.J. Watt playing football this year? I could.
I wouldn't bet on it. But the simple fact that it wasn't like completely dismissed, you know, automatically tells you, like, especially when he goes, it's May. Let's talk again later, you know? I'm like, golly, this is going to happen, isn't it? I don't know. I don't think so. I wouldn't bet on it, but I think it's something that they're considering.
Astros versus Guardians, the rubber game yesterday. The Astros win 8-2. They had an extra inning dub in game one, extra inning L in game two. Yesterday, they win 8-2. They are now 9 games under 500. So in order to reach that 90 wins that I keep pointing to, they would have to go 79-52. They got Seattle coming to town. A little bit of an opportunity to show a pulse. We'll get into whether or not they have a pulse in a second. J-Lo pronounced him dead last week. Does he still think that? Before we get into that, let's hear from Joe Espada, the Astros manager. Here's your rally cry heading into the weekend.
We are known for a team that we were patient and we get pitches to hit and we drive the ball. That's who we are. That's how we've been. That's our identity as an offensive group. Get away from that. We find ourselves doing stuff that we're not. It's about winning series. That's the message that we are carrying right now through our clubhouse. Keep winning series, one game at a time, one pitch at a time. We have a lot of baseball left. That's who I want our identity to be right now. Let's just win series. We do that. We look back, and this is just going to be in the back rear window.
All right, a lot that we've covered here, right? You say, do they have a pulse? Yes, they have a pulse. I mean,
so they're not dead anymore?
No. I'm saying they have a pulse. They're in a situation where maybe they can start to make a little noise. Secondly, you talked about the Mariners. Maybe the biggest early season series that they've had. First place Mariners in the division. If you're going to make up ground, this is the best way to make up ground against the
currently
team.
Currently, it's 7 back.
Yeah, I think it's 6 or 7. But
7 back of wild card, 6 of the division.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes, you this is where you make up ground. Third, when I heard that this morning, I'm like, that's not how they are winning games. It's just not. They only have two dudes that are really, really hitting the ball better than Jose Altuve's start to this season is the best he's had in a long time, first of all. Kyle Tucker is doing his thing. But he says, be patient and drive the ball. Yordan Alvarez is not being patient. He's taking swings outside the zone. Maybe it's because of how pitchers are approaching him. But they only have 3 players above with an OPS above 800, and Yordan is not one of them. The other one is Pena. Alex Bregman is not playing very well at all, and so he's got to move back into second, put Yordan third, get him some. I'm not going to get into all that stuff, but there are things they can do. This is not a team that I see.
So alive or dead?
Just about to say it. This is not a team that I see that can make the postseason. For all those things, the reasons that I just said. But they have a pulse, and there isn't.
So alive.
I'm saying maybe they can come back to life, but so alive, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. Maybe they can make some noise.
If they have a pulse, that means they're alive, right?
Maybe they
can make
some. I
feel like you're on the fence. You said they were dead last week. Are they alive or dead?
I didn't say they were dead. I said they're done in the race. They're done. I don't think they're making the playoffs. Now, they might make some noise.
You definitely said that.
I said they were dead?
You said they were dead, yes.
Well, whatever I said, I don't think they're making
the
playoffs.
But you think they're alive?
I do not think they're going to make the playoffs.
But they have a little bit of life.
I said this is what I'm saying is
like
this is
life
their,
support. Maybe
this is their opportunity to maybe make some noise.
I think that they I'm with you. I would not bet on this squad. I don't. Again, you got to win the division, and you're gonna probably have to play damn near 30 games above 500 for the final 80% of the season. This is a big chance. Seems like. They might have perhaps a little bit of a pulse. NBA yesterday, the Knicks, speaking of death, they killed the Sixers. Much to the joy of ESPN, much to the joy of the national media types, the Knicks are alive. They're going to take on the Pacers because the Pacers yesterday, they killed the Bucks. I was at the grocery store yesterday after this, and the people checking me out, the young kids, they're probably high school, college kids, they were having a conversation. I joined the conversation, and it was about death. I don't know if their supervisor would want them to be having these types of conversations in front of customers, but I was just the right customer to have this conversation in front of because they were discussing, cussing and discussing which way you would rather die. Would you rather die by being burned or would you rather die by drowning?
Ooh.
The girl was very passionate that burning was the right answer.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
I don't know that I agree with her line of thinking here, but they got really in depth on this. This was like the checker and all that. How would you rather die, burning or drowning?
Drowning. I think you just, you know, you pass out, you're done, and whatever happens, happens.
That's what I think.
Right. Burning, you feel that.
She said
you feel that.
Her argument was that eventually you don't feel it. My argument is I think after a few minutes when you drown, you're done. I think there's possibility that it can be worse with the burn.
I think you pass out burning.
She put a lot of thought into this.
I think you just pass out.
It was almost like gone. A Cheers episode. They were going from like aisle to aisle. It was like kids.
Burning.
Right there.
You feel yourself dying. You feel the pain.
She says drowning is the right answer. I can't agree with no, she was burning. I would lean more towards drown.
Me too. Figgy?
Drowning.
Yeah. Why are we having this discussion?
I'd rather drown.
Yeah, me
than
too.
Burn.
Well, me too.
You wouldn't have a choice, Figgy. You can't swim, hey. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, have fun in hell then.
Yeah. That we gotta get those lessons going, man.
We really do.
Nah.
We got to get the lessons.
We really, really do.
Miami Dolphins. Go ahead.
I said don't need it.
The Miami Dolphins have signed Odell Beckham Jr. to a one-year contract. They already have Tyreek Hill. They already have Jalen Waddle. They've now added Odell Beckham Jr. To their receiving core. Also in that division. Chase Claypool, my God, this guy's getting passed around. Mm-hmm. He is going to the Buffalo Bills. Chase Claypool in Buffalo, traded for a second-round pick not too long ago, the Bears to the Steelers. Couldn't really catch on there, and now Chase Claypool is in Buffalo. Other wide receiver news, the Chargers. Everybody's signing receivers right now. The Chargers kind of thin at the position. They've signed DJ Chark. And the Tennessee Titans, they met with Tyler Boyd. No contract yet. Kind of feels like Tyler Boyd's kind of filling stuff out. Mm-hmm. The Texans, who knows whether or not they're going to get in the mix for a wide receiver or if they're just going to run it. I think the one thing to look out for the Texans when it comes to that position is what are they going to do with Robert Woods? Because cutting Robert Woods, that would speak to confidence in John Mechie. For me, more so than not drafting a wide receiver. That would be, because I heard people say, well, they didn't draft a receiver. I just think that's kind of the way the draft played out. Who knows if Anaya Smith or Whittington had been there later on in the draft, if they would have done that. That would have spoken more. If they get rid of Robert Woods, then that is a vote of confidence in John Mechie. And maybe they need to see it at camp.
Yeah, and maybe they do. But, I just kind of got this sense that they're still pretty high on Mechie. We'll see if it plays out. But that would be the biggest sign.
The draft grades are going crazy. Dane Brugler has the Houston Texans 28th out of 32 when it comes to the draft. I think he grades his prospects based on like immediate impact. I don't know that the Texans drafted with that in mind, but Dane Brugler has the Texans right now 28 out of 32. Too harsh or just right?
Looks harsh, but I understand it. To me, it's not just right because I actually think that there's some possibilities here. You know, we talked about Lassiter as just a nickelback yesterday, and who knows with Bullock and Fisher and all that. But the all three of the top three picks, first of all, you didn't have a first round pick, so that might affect the grade, you know, for sure. And secondly, that all three of your top three picks, Lassiter, Fisher, and Bullock, I mean, it's undeniable that there are legit risks with all three of them. You can't say, oh no, these guys are, you know, they're quality second round picks that should be able to start right. No, you can't say that because there's speed with Lassiter. There's the need factor. Do you really need him or fit or whatever you want to call it with Fisher? And Bullock is size, tackling, you know, how he played in spurts where he was kind of lost. So yeah, there's legitimate, undeniable risk with all three of these. So I don't blame him. It just looks a little harsh.
Yeah, there's risk and opportunity because yeah. On one hand, you have, you know, these guys are unfinished, but I feel like D'Amico Ryans and his staff, they might look at that as kind of opportunity to develop these guys. So yeah, you don't think it's too harsh, or you do?
Looks harsh, but it's not. It looks harsh for us who have been sort of swooning with Nick Caserio's work, but I understand it.
Coming up, Nick Caserio. Speaking of Nick Caserio and the swooning, it hit the national stage yesterday. What do we make of this new Nick Caserio? Is Nick Caserio being fed rat poison? And if so, will he be able to avoid it? The answer may surprise you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.